Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, hello once again, everybody, and welcome to the Hurricane Hotline. As we come to you for the next hour, and we are going to start with University of Miami baseball. The Canes are home, and so in just a couple of minutes, the Hurricanes will be taking on FAU at Marklade Field. And delighted that head coach Gino Demari joins us before the game. And so FAU coming up, we'll talk about that in a moment. You're coming off a series against Georgia Tech where you had to play a doubleheader in the final day on Sunday, but you did win 2 out of 3 in the series.
We did. We fortunately, you know, that second game in the doubleheader was a tough one because you got a curfew on the game. You know, they're playing, I think it was 6 innings, so I hate playing those kind of games, to be honest with you. They're not real games to me, but that's the way it happens in those last games when you get caught. We got caught with weather, I guess, the night before and had to play a doubleheader. But happy with the 2 out of 3, but it's a week that you play, and we went 3-2, you know, and so we need to be better than that, and hopefully we can you know, get our guys going and play well moving forward.
Yeah, you start a new week coming up with FAU and then back on the road as the grind inside the ACC continues.
Yeah, our road games have been interesting. We've played Florida, Wake Forest, Virginia, all top 10 teams. And then, of course, Louisville at one point was a top 10 team. I'm not sure they are now, but they're a good team. So we've had some tough road games, which hopefully will prepare us for down the road. Just looking to try to, again, play our best baseball here at the end, Joe.
You're still very much in the hunt also in the Coastal. I mean, you are right on the heels of Virginia. You and Duke right on the heels of Virginia, and Duke has to come here in a couple of weeks.
Well, yeah, that'll be a good one. That's the end of the regular season for us here against Duke. Duke is probably one of the hotter teams in the conference right now. They've been playing well. For me, just want to make sure our guys are playing at our best down the stretch. And you know, the inconsistencies is what can be a problem, and we don't want to have that here as we move forward.
Back on Friday, Gage Zeal gave you great performance on the Friday night game against Georgia Tech. Might have been the performance of the year. 8 strong innings, well played, really quick game, but he was tremendous.
He was. If it wasn't for a 2-run game, we probably would have sent him back out there, but we brought Walt in to close it out. We needed, you know, get set that tone for the series, getting that one first win, but he was excellent. Just watching the game back on video, he got ahead of everybody. His slider was outstanding. It was short. It was tight. He had great feel for it. When he needed to throw a changeup to lefties, he did. But, again, fastball command was great. He was efficient, got a lot of early outs. We'd like to get, you know, you're not going to have all those kind of games. We need more consistency from our starters. I don't expect everybody to throw like that, but Ligon and Rosario, those guys have got to throw better if we're going to get to where we want to go.
I was going to say, you mentioned inconsistencies, but if Gage Zeal can settle in like he did the other night, certainly does make it a little bit easier.
It does, you know, and right now he's our Friday guy, our number one guy. You know, Ligon missed a few starts and came back, and you know, but Gage has proven that he deserves to be that guy, which he was at the beginning of the year. And again, it's just been inconsistencies from those guys. We need more consistent outings from our pitchers, especially our starters, but so we can, you know, get to our strength, which is the back end of our bullpen, no doubt.
The strength also might be your offense, right? But you can't always rely on trying to out-hit or out-homer everybody.
No, you cannot. And I don't believe we hit too many home runs in the second two games, the doubleheader on Sunday. So you can't rely on them. You got to play situational baseball when you get those opportunities. You got to grind out at bats. You got to walk when it calls for walking, and just do all the little things and put, you know, good at bats together. We've done a good job offensively of scoring runs and hitting the home runs, but we got to be consistent throughout the other parts of the game too.
This is a time of the year where a lot of people start looking at resumes and RPIs and strength of schedule. You keeping an eye on that, because all of those numbers for you right now are pretty darn good.
Yeah, I don't look at it every day, but I do keep an eye on it and have an idea where we're at. And certainly important to give us an opportunity. We've played well. For the most part, we've played well at home this year. I mean, our record is good at home. So it would benefit us, without a doubt, to host if we could be a top 16 at the moment. I guess we kind of could say we're right in that area there to host a regional. And, of course, anything can happen then. If you win, you get upsets and things like that, and somebody might have to come play you for a super regional. But, so that's as we get closer, a lot of things can still happen. We still got a lot of baseball to play.
Do you have to keep your players engaged that way also? I think a lot of times fans think players are always dialed into all those things. Most of the time, I don't think they are. So do you try to keep them engaged on kind of where they are?
Well, nowadays, everybody's on their phones looking at everything. So I don't know if they're on it or not. We don't talk about it a whole lot. I probably have in the past more than I should have, and so I don't talk about it a whole lot, but they're aware of it. They're aware of rankings, and I'm sure they look at the RPIs, but maybe not as much as people might think, but I'm sure they're aware of it. So I think we need to focus on just playing good baseball. All that stuff takes care of itself if your focus and concentration and all is doing what you're supposed to do to become a better player and working hard and improving. And so I'm hoping that's what our guys are thinking about all the time.
You had to hold C.J. Capus out of the Sunday second game day-to-day. Do you feel good about him going forward?
Yeah, I think we had him x-rayed. Everything was fine in between the games. He is day-to-day. I am hoping that he'll be back and able to play as soon as possible. But the x-ray showed nothing. Everything's fine there.
Yeah, it was a very odd play over at first base. Morales had some big hits for you during the Georgia Tech series.
He did, and he made some good plays defensively in the first two games. But, we obviously expect a lot out of Yo-Yo, and he's done good for us. He's still got a lot there left. I'm waiting for him to take off. He ain't clicking the way that I think he should be clicking, even though I know his average is good. But, the stuff can be deceiving. The ability that he has and how good he is, I have a lot higher expectation for him. My bar is a lot higher for him, and so I'm hoping it's high for him too as well, and he sees it as I do, that he can still improve a lot.
You went the opposite way a couple of times, but you never know when a guy can start to carry your ball club.
Well, he did last year at the end, kind of, and that's when he got going, and so I'm hoping that's the case. Him and CJ are really two of our – they're our two top returning hitters, no doubt, and both – haven't really clicked on the all cylinders that they should be, in my opinion. And so I guess that's the good and bad news. There's still time to be played, and hopefully when they do click, as good as our offense has been, I think it can go to another level once those guys really, really get going.
A quick broad view of college baseball. Do you think it's going to be dominated again the postseason by ACC and SEC?
Probably. Yeah, I mean, in terms of regional teams making it to the NCAA tournament, you'll probably have the biggest group in the SEC, and the ACC might just be right behind them. I think right now they're slated maybe 10 SEC teams and 9 ACC teams. I'm not sure if that'll happen near the next month or so, but there's a good possibility. There's no doubt the two conferences are going to have the most teams is going to be ours and SEC.
Well, you know, you use the word for your club, inconsistency. I think there are a whole bunch of other managers in college baseball that would say the same thing. It just seems that college baseball this year, for whatever reason, there are a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah. Well, they're kids, so I mean, that comes with it. But I have an idea of what winning baseball looks like and championship baseball looks like. And, you know, it needs to start here soon. You want us to start clicking where you're starting to kind of get it going and playing on a more consistent basis as a team. And it's not one of those things, oh, we're just going to turn it on at the end in the tournament. That doesn't work that way. It's got to be built going into there. So hopefully our guys realize that, and you know, we can catch on fire at that time.
All right, you have FAU coming here here tonight, just in a couple of minutes. This has been some hard-fought games with FAU this year.
They have. They got a good team this year. Their RPI is pretty good. The games they've beaten us on the road there at their place were one-run games. Of course, we had the lead late there, and we let them tie it, and I think we went extra, and we scored again. They tied it and beat us, kind of similar to how we lost to North Carolina, you know, last week. So, yeah, FAU's got a good team. We got to play well and try to even up the series, hold our home field court here. And, you know, again, it's a week of games. We've got four games coming up here. We need to set the tone for the week on against FAU.
You mentioned tough places to go, been tough on the road. You're going to go on the road to Louisville. And they got a beautiful ballpark there, and they have really great support. So that's a tough joint to go to.
It is. I think the last time we went there, we swept them, if I'm not mistaken. They were all low-scoring games also, if I'm not mistaken. But we did sweep them, which I was hoping then that would kind of catch us going. But we didn't play very well in the tournament after that. But yeah, Louisville's a good team, and they play very well at their place. It's going to be a big challenge, there's no doubt. But we need to set the tone for the week against FAU here.
All right, Gino, thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
All right, University of Miami skipper Gino Demare. Stay with us. We'll continue on the Hurricane Hotline right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.